Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Well, I am not Terry Wickstrom. This is Brad Peterson filling in for Terry Wickstrom this weekend. And we have had a great first part of the show. If you're tuning in during the normal hours, we actually started an hour earlier. So some of these segments, or all the segments, will be up here soon on the website. So take a listen to those. But we want to get started right now. We've got someone calling in from Wyoming who runs the Wyoming Walleye Stampede and is kind of a Western walleye expert. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great this morning.
So how is the weather up there in Wyoming today?
Well, you may be surprised, but it's windy.
I think that goes without saying when it comes to Wyoming.
Yeah, otherwise it's pretty nice. A little bit of a break from the last week.
Well, that is good to hear. Now, we are getting to that season where we're going to start to be losing ice, and people are thinking about open water fishing and also fishing tournaments, and you run what I would consider to be one of the premier circuits in the country up there in Wyoming, the Wyoming Walleye Stampede. Can you give us a little bit of information about that?
Sure, Brad. Appreciate that. That's a nice compliment. We started the Stampede back in 2009 with just a single event, and hosted 93 boats and had such great response that we kind of expanded it from there. We now run three regular season tournaments, followed by a championship that hosts our top 50 teams based on point placements. And it's been fantastic. It's we're averaging about 95 to 98 boats a tournament. We run two events this year at Glendo. We run our third event at Pathfinder Reservoir, which is just outside of town from Casper. And then we're running our championship up at Boisen Reservoir in the Riverton area.
And those are all great walleye fisheries up there. If someone wanted to, you know, think about entering one of these tournaments, how much does it cost? You know, what experience level? A little bit about what the whole experience of the tournament is, so that, you know, someone might get a little more information and feel comfortable about going up there and fishing one.
Well, absolutely. It's definitely open to all age levels, to all experience levels. We've got people that fish with their young kids. We have, you know, people that fish with their partners that are, we had one gentleman with us that was 83 years old that was fishing.
That wasn't Charlie Black, was it?
No, that was not Charlie Black.
Okay. You know,
he's not quite 80 yet. anyways, it sometimes seems a little overwhelming when you go fish something like that, where it's, but we try to keep things very well organized for you. The process, you know, the camaraderie with the anglers is fantastic. I mean, if you, they may not necessarily give you their honey hole where they're fishing at, but in terms of, like, you know, where to camp, you know, how to get in contact with me. You know, there's so much that a person can learn. And really, I mean, that's kind of what it's about. And I attribute it a lot to, like, elk hunting, especially when you're diagnosing a lake. You know, you kind of look at that like a mountain range. You know they're in there. You just don't know when they're going to feed, when they're going to move, you know, how they're going to bite. And so you can break down the lakes that way. But really, it's one of those things that if you don't plan an elk hunt, sometimes it just doesn't become a priority. You may not go. But if you plan on an event like, you know, one of our tournaments, you know, you make it an event, you spend a few days there prior to the tournament, you bring the family up, you spend some time on the water, you camp, maybe you stay in a hotel. It's just, it's a camaraderie. We've got we generally have anglers from about seven states. And we've had people that have attended our events as far as West Virginia. But typically, I mean, our majority of our anglers come from Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska. We generally pull a few from Montana, South Dakota, Kansas. We've had them from Texas in the past, Utah. So a lot of our surrounding states. And it's just, really, it's a good time. We did, on our website, the WyomingWalleyeStampede.com, a couple years back, we did a drone video of the event. And we tried to spell out the whole process of what the check-in looks like, what the launch looks like, how we measure fish. We do it all on the water weigh-ins, and it is a length-to-weight conversion. So this is not a kill tournament. We'll generally, at a Glendo event, measure in about 1,200 fish over 2 days. And generally, the angler mortality rate on those fish is anywhere from 3 to 5 fish per event. So it's a great way for people to get out, be competitive in a very conservation-minded atmosphere. And but that website with that drone video, the video on there is kind of a good way to see how the whole process works. So someone that maybe thinks that it's, you know, I don't know what to do or how to check in or how to launch the boat in the morning, that video actually, I think, you know, really spells it out pretty well for an angler.
Well, and that's great to have. And the entry fee, if I'm not mistaken, is right at $400?
Yeah, we actually charge, it's a $420 okay. entry fee. We take $20 out of that entry fee and use that to seed our championship. So last year we put somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000 additional into our 50-team championship. The other $400 gets split down. We pay 20% of the field, so usually about 20 teams per event, and we pay 80% cash out of that $400 entry. However, then we do have lots of great sponsors, including some sponsors right there in Colorado. Crowley Marine is one of our headline sponsors. They actually are sponsoring the headline sponsor for our second Glendo event. And with their added money and other divisions, we usually are paying out anywhere between 90 to 93% cash payouts for our events.
And it's hard to find a tournament circuit anywhere in the country that pays out you know, more than that. So I really commend you for the effort you put in to do that. And I know a lot of times if your Glendo tournaments or any of them hit about 100 teams, first place is right around $10,000, isn't it?
It is, yep. In fact, we try to pay out $10,000 as much as we can. Last year, I think one of our Glendo events had 98 boats, and we still made it a $10,000 payout. And then if we have more than 100 teams, then we still pay down our 20% of the teams, but we try to thicken that that pot up. We kind of feel like 10,000 is a pretty good number to walk away with, but we also like to see 10th place and down to 20th place, you know, getting entry fees back and maybe covering some of your expenses. So one out of five anglers is going to cash a check, and that doesn't include some of the extra, not even side pots, but just some added money that we put in there. We do head-to-head competitions on day one. We call them shootouts. And so we've got different businesses that throw in $200. We promote them at the event, and then we randomly draw teams to compete against each other for day one. And then out of those five teams or four teams, whoever has the most weight for that one day walks away with the $200.
Well, that's...
And on top of that... On top of that, we also have added divisions. So we've got a family division. We offer a poor boy's division, which if you're using a boat with less than 125 horsepower motor, you qualify for that one. We have a dinosaur division. So if you and your partner's age is over 100 years combined, you qualify for the dinosaur division. We did a young guns division this year as well. So if you have one angler on your team that's under 35 years old, you'll qualify for the young guns division. And then we also pay out top placing ranger, top placing lund, sponsored by Crowley Marine. We've got $1,000 for top placing skeeter boat. We also are a ranger cup. So if you win it, when your ranger cup qualified, you'll win $1,000. The top placing ranger boat, if it's not up the winner, will win $500. Triton, we're a Triton Gold, So if you win the tournament and you're in a Triton and you're signed up on their program, it's an additional $7,000. So we've got lots of great sponsors that are throwing lots of extra money into these events, and it's a fantastic way to at least experience a tournament that's close to home.
Well, that is fantastic. I tell you what, Brian, because I know that you have a lot of knowledge on the Wyoming walleye scene, and we've got a lot of listeners in the Denver area and the North Front Range who maybe have never fished Wyoming. What is one good lake you might recommend, you know, kind of in the southern part of the state, not too far of a drive for our listeners, if they just want to go up and just have some fun fishing up there in Wyoming? What's one lake you would recommend and maybe a tip for that body of water?
Well, if you're going to focus on walleyes, there's there's really three lakes that are about an hour and 15 to an hour and a half from Cheyenne area. The first one probably coming up would be any of the Wheatland lakes, Wheatland number 3, Gray Rocks. Those lakes are awesome, really good early spring fishing out of those lakes. However, I think Glendo is ultimately my favorite. It has good quality and it has good quantity. This year, the 2 to 3 year class of fish is going to be going to be a record high for 2 and 3 year fish, which means that there's going to be a lot of 13 to 15 inch fish, which will probably be a little frustrating for some anglers because there is a 15 inch minimum there. But the beauty about that lake is it's very diversified. You can fish shallow water in weeds if you'd like. Sometimes in the middle of June, there's a good tree bite where the water gets back up into those trees, and so there's a good slip bobber bite. But if a guy wants to pull worm harnesses, pull crankbaits, pitch jigs, pitch minnows, I mean, really, there's the water is so diversified that just pick a style that you like, and you can find a spot where you can do it, and you'll catch fish.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite lakes in Wyoming for sure. And people don't realize how close Glendo really is. One thing, if you are going to head up to Wyoming, make sure that you do check in with what their boat rules are for taking a boat across the border, getting your stamp and being inspected prior to going there. So do check that out, because sometimes they do have inspection stations at the port of entry that you need to stop at. But otherwise, it's a great opportunity nearby. We're getting right on a break here, Brian, so if someone wants to get more information on the Wyoming Walleye Stampede, why don't you give us that website again?
Sure. It's the WyomingWalleyeStampede.com. If you use the contact information there, you'll get right to me. Email is walleyestampede@aol.com. And I'm going to give you my phone number, too, because I take calls on it all the time, and that's 307-258-8898.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking about the tournaments up there and some walleye fishing, Brian, and hopefully I will see you up there at a couple events this summer.
Great. Look forward to seeing you, Brad. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. That was Brian Woodward with the Wyoming Walleye Stampede. And I am Brad Peterson, filling in for Terry Wickstrom. Coming up, we have got Sean Dunleavy from St. Vrain State Park, who is going to talk about an upcoming event. You are listening to 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.